Joined now by the Browns Director of Player Personnel, John Sandusky. Another year, and we find ourselves here in Mobile. John, for you, how many years is this?
This will be my 13th Senior Bowl.
Wow.
It's crazy. Time flies.
What's changed from that first time to now?
I think the players, you know, have become more explosive. They've become bigger, faster, stronger. The game's changed a little bit to become more of a passing-oriented league. And I think you see that down here with the drills and both the pass rushers and the coverage stuff.
And as you look at the structure of this year's Senior Bowl, maybe compared to past years, now there's a new head of the Senior Bowl committee. It's Phil Savage, former GM of the Browns. As I understand it, he's doing things maybe a little differently to make it a little more conducive to NFL teams kind of getting what they want out of this.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is that he's been in our shoes and he's lived it. So he knows some of the problems we run into down here, and he also knows, you know, what we're looking for. So he's done a great job so far. He gave us a nice talk this morning. There's going to be a little more structure with the interview process, and I think he knows what drills we want to see during practice, and I think he's going to implement some of those ideas.
Let's talk about that, the importance of what you need to see. Now, the Detroit Lions and Oakland Raiders coaching staffs are taking the North and South squads through their paces this week in preparation. They'll guide them in the game this coming Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The practices that will go on this week, some at the stadium and some at a local high school. Let's start with that, because the most important part of this for you and other scouts is to watch how these guys go through practice. Explain why that's important and what are you looking for in those drills that you guys talked about?
Well, first, in my opinion, you want to see the competitive qualities in these guys, and they've taken that first step of voluntarily coming down here, accepting the invitation, and really going toe-to-toe with some of the best seniors in the country. So you like to see that. You like to see the competitive nature of the players. And then, for me, it's important to see these guys performing back-to-back-to-back-to-back all in the same group. That way you can compare them right then and there. Mm-hmm. They're doing football stuff in football pads. It's not shorts and T-shirts.
Right.
It's just more realistic. And the transfer to your evaluation, it just becomes smoother when you're looking at guys actually in pads, hitting each other,
right,
covering each other, rushing the passer against each other, you know, things of that nature.
Is there a greater sense of urgency, if that's the right way to put it, in an NFL-style workout, say, versus what these guys normally do at their respective colleges?
Yeah, I mean, I think the drills and skills that they're demonstrating down here are more conducive to the NFL level. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see them, some guys coming from a spread offense, where maybe the linemen are in a two-point stance, to see them put their hand in the dirt and fire off, and to see how they take the coaching and how they can improve during the week is really important to us. That's one of the things we look at is, are they taking the coaching? Are they transferring it from practice to practice? And then are they ultimately taking it into the game and performing at a high level?
And you're looking at everything, right? I mean, body language, how they – so when a position coach kind of gets on them in the course of the drill, and I know that happens, you want to see how they respond to that.
And that's one of the things, being down on the field, that's invaluable. I mean, to see their mannerisms, to see how they react to hard coaching, to see if they go into a shell when they get yelled at, or do they come back and do they want to, you know – dominate on the next rep. And yeah, like you said, it's to be able to look in their eyes and to see how they react to certain things, both with their teammates and with their coaches. I think it's also important to see how they interact with their teammates and how do they motivate each other. And some guys do it quietly by example, some guys do it verbally, but it's good to see all of that. And I think that's one of the reasons we all come down here, and we like to get down close to the field and to see them up close and personal.
And in your 13 years, have you seen that spectrum? Have you seen the guys who, number one, do what you want them to do, which is after hard coaching or getting chewed out or whatever, come back stronger, better? And have you seen the guys fold under pressure, so to speak?
Yeah, you've seen it both ways. Yeah. And some guy makes a bad play and then it just snowballs on him. I think that's one of the most important characteristics in an NFL player is to have a short memory. to be able to have bounce back ability is what we call it, to show your competitive qualities and to show that you're not scared to make another mistake.
John Sandusky, who is the Director of Player Personnel for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Mobile, Alabama, site of this week's Senior Bowl. And, you know, we always talk about everything in the course of player evaluation being a step. The Senior Bowl, you got the combine, campus workouts. There are other all-star games like the East-West Shrine game, like this one and such. Where does the Senior Bowl rank among those elements of evaluation? And if you could kind of characterize what is special about it?
Well, the thing I like about it is the players chose to come here. You know, they could have turned it down for various reasons. Some try to avoid injuries. Some don't want their stock to be hurt. Mm-hmm. But to me, that the fact that they want to come down here and compete against the best in the country is really, really intriguing to me. It's just a small piece of the puzzle. You know, the biggest piece of the pie comes in terms of the film work in the fall. You know, the eye in the sky doesn't lie,
right,
as they always say.
Right.
And you'd really want to base your evaluation off the fall tape. Now, a guy can maybe break a tie here and at the combine, but really, you got to be careful not to ding a guy too much from a bad performance down here, or elevate him too much from a good week down here. They could have just been having a good day. Maybe they went against poor quality, you know, competition. Maybe they just got lucky. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that can factor into it. But really, you want to use it as a tool. But again, the fall tape is what's most important.
Now, this is just what it is. Seniors participating in this, we know the draft is always filled with a lot of underclassmen, and so who are not going to be here. Are the judgments and evaluations of the players in this game done with an eye toward, when you look at their respective positions, of who you maybe anticipate, you know, coming out?
Yeah, and I think you grade the seniors and you say, what can they do for us? Just taking everyone out of the picture, is this guy a starter? Is he a backup? Does this guy have Pro Bowl potential? Is he going to be one of the top in the league at a certain position? You grade that guy individually from everybody else. Then once the juniors come in, you'll do the same thing with them. And then you'll come up with it with an ultimate stack of what you like, 1 through 300 and something. Mm-hmm. But really, you might have, you know, you might have 50 guys that you think are going to be really, really good starters. And you can't let the juniors affect those grades.
Okay. And how about this? And this is a different, obviously a very different Senior Bowl from the standpoint, and a different offseason from a lot of standpoints for you and the other members of the scouting staff. Michael Lombardi, just named Friday the Vice President of Player Personnel for the Browns. And now you've got a new person overseeing all that you and other scouts do. How does that affect things, and what sort of, just generally speaking, has he given you some kind of guidelines as to what to look for before you guys came down here?
Yeah, what we've done is we've laid out what we've done in the past, mm-hmm. And I think right now we're gonna go with that. And then as he gets more comfortable, he gets set up in the office, he's going to implement his ideas. And quite frankly, he's already relayed some really good ideas. So I think it's going to be tweaked as we go here. And then most of the major changes will come, next fall, next draft. I think we're going to try to implement both of our ideas right now, and then eventually he'll oversee and take the best of everything and kind of come up with his own system. But really, you're watching players and you're saying, this guy is going to be a really good starter for us because of X, Y, and Z. Taking all the other, you know, the grading system, the alerts, taking all that out of the picture, it still comes down to, does this guy improve our football team, and why does he improve our football team? And right now I think we're going to focus on that and just get to the bare bones of what a guy's going to look like on our team.
And last year, this very Senior Bowl had six players on it that were drafted by the Browns. I mean, I think and three from the north and three from the south. It was amazing how that worked out. Brandon Whedon, of course, mm-hmm. Being one of them, and one of the most prominent. Mitchell Schwartz being another. As you go back to last year and recall those six guys taking part in this week in this game, Did you say, you know, these guys are going to be Browns? I mean, not just you personally, but among the group, did you all sort of say there are six future Browns in this thing?
No, we did not come down, you know, during the week and say this is what we're looking for. Right. This is what's going to happen. But I think Mitchell Schwartz is a great example of a guy that, you know, we all kind of liked on the fall tape, and then he came down here and validated that during the week. He was really good in the individual drills, but then transferred it to the game and had a really solid game. And every time you can get a piece to the puzzle like that, that says, this is what you saw, there's more confirmation. Right. Brought him in to interview him during the top 30 visit. Another great day there. So he just kept putting his stamp on where we wanted to take him,
right,
and why we wanted to take him. The guy really helped himself down here at the Senior Bowl.
John, great stuff. We appreciate it, and thank you, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks so much, Vic.
He is John Sandusky, Director of Player Personnel for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.